Rick, my significant other is a huge baseball fan, hockey fan, college football, college basketball fan. And she goes to some of the Red Wing games and some of the Tiger games because where she works, her office has tickets available. And she goes to some of those. But you're talking about camera angles. Next time there's an IMSA race on or something like that, a sports car race where it's an endurance race, you can have 60 cars on the track, and almost half of them, if not slightly more, all have in-car cameras, onboard cameras. In-car cameras are cameras that will like shoot out the roof of the car, and you see the car going around the track from that perspective. In-car cameras, where cameras are inside the car next to the driver, and now they have cameras mounted inside the helmets looking through the visor of the driver's helmet out through the windshield. And those are some pretty spectacular views that you can see now with the technology the way it is. And I work in race control for IMSA, and we have monitors to a lot of these cameras, and we can see drivers' reactions to accidents, see who made the first move, you know, so on and so forth. And the technology is mind-blowing what we can do and what we're capable of doing. But as far as camera angles, oh, yeah, hundreds of cameras for a good 24-hour-long race like the Daytona Rolex 24 in January, for sure. Back to you, Rick.